be my new roommate. Oh, it's so nice to meet you. Oh, sorry. Was it too soon for a hug? I'm just so excited to be in the new city. The last place I came from was pretty boring. It was a city, but not nearly as big as this. There was barely anything to do. God, I was so bored. And then, when I heard about this program, it sounded like the exact change of pace that I needed. Have you ever roomed with a spider folk before? Driders are a tad different than me. I hate to break it to you. I'm sure you can tell that from just looking at me. While driders have a human upper half and a spider lower half, I'm humanoid all around. You really wouldn't be able to tell that I'm different from a regular human, as long as you ignore my six eyes and the multiple arms and, of course, the giant thorax dragging behind me. But you think so too, right? Like, I could pass as a human, couldn't I? Oh. Well, that's okay. I won't need any help adjusting around humans, so you don't have to worry about me. I've had plenty of experiences with them. I'm already liking it here. It's a lot busier than my previous city, which makes me feel at home right away. It feels like there was always something missing, and now that I've come here, the cards have just fallen, you know? As long as you are by my side, things are going to be all right, aren't they? Yay! Okay, so can I see my room? It's okay. I don't mind having conversations in the hallway. It's just that my bag was starting to get heavy and I didn't want my arm to go numb. You get it. Wow. This is a nice place you've got here. You decorated all by yourself? You've got good taste. Ooh, and is this where I'm going to be staying? Or is this your room? It just looks so nice. Look at that bed! It feels so good. Did you make sure the mattress was extra soft for your guests? What a good host you are to all your roommates. I'm lucky to have been paired with you. I can only imagine what would have happened if I were paired with someone who has arachnophobia. So, am I to expect seeing a girlfriend spending the night, or... I'm just wondering if I'm going to be meeting anyone. You're really attractive. I just assumed you had someone. Are you single? Really? The dating apps must be shit around here too, huh? Well, at least I have you for company. My old partner was actually a human too. That's how I learned I kind of have a thing for you guys. I used to get a lot, and I mean a lot of shit for it back in my old place. They'd always say things like, Tate, you can't keep going after humans. They don't respect you. Or another one I heard a lot was, if you went out with humanoids instead of an actual human, you would be happier. But that's the thing. I don't like humanoids. I like humans. I figured after my last breakup, because it was so devastating, it would be nice to change the pace. Come somewhere like here. I know how to live among humans. I've gotten used to all your quirks over the years. Don't worry. I have no problem adjusting to life in the city, so you don't have to worry about me. Out of all your previous roommates, I'm the one that has had the most experience with humans, aren't I? Does that mean I'm ahead of the curve? Ooh, I like that answer, Rumi. I'm trying to make a name for myself down here. If this place is as wonderful as it seems, I think I could see myself settling down. Obviously, not in your apartment. I would get my own place. This is like a little test run for me to see if this is the city for me. You never know how things are going to work out, and I just want to make sure that I actually like it here before I commit. How long have you been living here? And do you like it? What's your favorite part of the city? Oh, wow. Would you be willing to show me? Sounds like a date. We can go tomorrow when I'm unpacked a little more. I know I travel light. It's really only the stuff in the backpack. But that does mean I have to hang up my clothes and organize my makeup, you know, boring stuff like that. I wouldn't want you taking me out on the town when I'm wearing sweats like this. Hair in a messy bun, no makeup, oversized shirt and giant sweatpants. It doesn't fit the vibe, you know? I get that people walk around the city like this all the time, but it's my first day. I want to look a little nice. If I'm going to be seen in public with you, I should at least put a little bit of effort in, shouldn't I? Human culture's definitely different. We can go later today if you really want. I think I can throw something together to make myself look halfway decent. I didn't try originally because of travel. Sitting on a bus for 6 hours will make you not want to look nice, surprisingly. It's not like any of the passengers were ever going to see me again. Most of them were coming here for vacation or business. They'll be gone in a few days anyways. But not me. I'm staying with you for the rest of the month, right? And maybe even longer if we get along. I know there is an option for you to extend your roommate's stay if you enjoy their company. I'm already getting the vibe that we're going to get along. You're just so easy to talk to. I already feel like I'm at home. Since we're going to be going out later, I should ask. Are you single? God, that's right. You answered this already. I'm sorry. I've got such a bad memory and, well, honestly, when I look at you, I have a hard time believing you're single. I mean, humans don't know what a catch they have despite it being right in front of them, do they? If you were back in my old city, I would have put you on a leash by now. You're quite attractive. You being single means I don't have to feel guilty for saying that. It's not like I'm taking someone else's partner, right? Why don't you take a seat on the bed next to me? Oh, you can get closer than that. I'm not going to bite you. Oh, there you are. Tucking yourself underneath my side. You feel three of my arms wrap around you. One holds your shoulder. Another around your waist. While the final one, well, it rests on your thigh. One of the perks of being a spider folk is that each of my limbs can move completely independently. So I can start to trace shapes into your thigh with one of my hands, squeeze your waist with the other, and give a light massage with the final one. All of these sensations are starting to mingle together. My skin is harder than you were expecting, thanks to the exoskeleton, isn't it? You find yourself leaning into the touch subconsciously. It's nice to have someone holding you, practically cuddling. I could get used to this. Would mean I don't have to go outside this apartment for my needs. How convenient. I can just find my partner in you. You certainly don't seem opposed to it, do you? And we are both two single adults in a city, sharing a space together. It's not like things don't happen sometimes. A hand trails a bit higher. Another goes a bit lower. You're distracted by how delicate my movements are. If you weren't paying attention, you probably wouldn't even notice them. It's so easy to get lost in the sensation of touch. After the long day of travel that I've had, I just want a little connection, some physical touch. It's grounding in a way to have you by my side like this. Haven't gotten to feel like this since my breakup. Forgot how warm a human can be. Pressing a kiss to your forehead, you feel your eyes close for a second. Enjoying the tenderness. It's been a bit since you've had someone to spend time with, hasn't it? You don't have to worry about it now because I'm here. While I'm around, you don't have to be alone unless you want to. I've been told I'm kind of clingy. It's one of the reasons my ex actually left me. Told me I didn't give them any space, which is ironic. Because when I did give them space, they found solace in another woman. Funny how things work, right? If they never did that, I would have never gotten the courage to get out of that deadbeat city. I wouldn't have come here, and then I wouldn't have met you. I don't think I would have liked that very much, because missing out on you seems like something I would definitely regret. When I read your profile on the website, I thought you sounded like the best option. Coming here in person, I know I made the right choice. Don't think I would have enjoyed my time as much if I went with someone else. You're exactly what I'm looking for right now. You're everything I want. Pressing another kiss to your forehead. You can't help but squirm at the sensation. You weren't expecting to feel so flustered next to your new roommates. Thought you had better composure over yourself. You've been in this program for months at this point. Apparently, you still get weak in the knees whenever a pretty monster girl flirts with you, huh? It's cute. I like it. I've never had such ease of getting a reaction from someone. It's adorable. Every touch against you leaves a trail of goosebumps. My one hand continues to trace shapes into your skin, the other gripping your shoulder a bit harder. You feel yourself getting pulled even closer to me. Your one hand hugging my thorax for support. Your body molds perfectly against mine, like you were supposed to be here from the very start. I've got an idea if you're willing to hear me out. Do you want a proper kiss? God, your lips are so soft. How I've missed this. Didn't think you would taste as good as you do. You practically melt into my touch as my arms tighten their grip on you. My tongue slides along your bottom lip as you shudder at the sensation. Your body responds to the attention, getting turned on as I continue to touch you. As I pull you onto my lap, you let yourself be guided, happy to be put into place. Not a hint of resistance in your body as you let me do what I want with you. My hand starts to undress you, eager to remove all this unnecessary fabric. It just gets in the way, keeps me from what I want. Immediately, my six hands are on you. Two cup your ass, one rests on your hips, another rests on your waist. The fifth one plays with your chest while the final one rests against your neck. With all these hands on your body, you don't know where to pay attention to first. It's all starting to feel good to blend together, isn't it? One of my fingers slips inside fairly easily. Your head rolls back at the intrusion, enjoying how it feels. Just look at you. It feels good, doesn't it, doll? Yeah, I thought it would. Going to let you ride me, baby doll. I want to work you up a bit first. Make sure you can actually take it. Sure, I'm not the first roommate you fucked, but I want to be one of the more memorable ones. I don't want you to forget about me or this anytime soon. Feeling your whole relax around me. My fingers are just what you need right now. Isn't that right, baby doll? Moaning out your yes, you start to rock with me. Getting more turned on the more I tease you. My fingers press against you just right. It's not enough to come, not yet at least. All it does is work you up and make you more horny. The pace is slow and torturous as I drag this out. Fingers scissor inside you as you buck into it. My ovipositor gets harder as you clench around me, imagining that it's taking the place of my fingers. Such a tight hole, Rumi. Considering how quickly you gave it up, I wouldn't be shocked to learn you do this with everyone who stays with you. When there's a hot monster girl offering to fuck you, you just can't find it in yourself to turn her down, can you? Oh, you're such a generous soul. No wonder you have such a good rating in the program. You take such good care of your roomies, don't you, baby doll? Oh, moaning your answer out yet again. Your whole clenches around the three fingers, trying to keep them inside. Do you not want my cock doll? Is that the issue? That's what I thought. Didn't do all this prep work for you to just stare at me, right? As I take my ovipositor out, you rock back and forth with excitement. Taking in the dual heads, you start to lift your hips, letting the heads brush against your entrance. Are you ready, baby doll? Oh, you feel so good. I'm probably grateful that I offered to open you up now. With a hole this tight, there's no way you could have taken my ovipositor, is there? Oh, you would have always needed a little bit of help. That's all right. I've got you. Can't wait to feel you come around me. It's going to be so good, I just know it. Finding a steady pace. My hands help you keep the movement, keep it stable. Not too fast, not too slow. Something that you can handle. As you get used to the feeling inside you, the heads start to move separately, wiggling around. Oh, it feels so good. You weren't expecting it, were you? But it makes you want more, doesn't it? Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, a pair of my hands rests on your hips, helping you move up and down. Another pair moves to your neck, resting around the sensitive structure. That only leaves the last question. Where are this pair of hands going to go? Decisions, decisions. I could always place them here and have them play with your sensitive skin. But that's not so much fun for me. I could place them here on your chest and watch the way you do a deep intake. You like how that feels, don't you? Oh, so many hands on you, feeling you up, exploring every inch. It feels so good, doesn't it? You want more, don't you? Oh, let's see if you can take this. As my hands tighten around your neck, the pair on your hips starts to put in more effort. No more air reaching your lungs. You start to panic, but that panic only makes you feel better. Oh, struggling to maintain eye contact. With all this movement, it's getting harder and harder, isn't it? Oh, still bouncing on my cock. I let my hands relax. You gasp as oxygen floods your lungs. Grateful to be able to breathe again. To feel your pleasure and just your pleasure. Oh, my hands don't stop. Helping you grind against me. Working every inch. Oh, that's it. My hands are showing you exactly how to make yourself feel good. It's nice to be guided, isn't it? Oh, it makes everything feel better. Takes the guesswork out of things. You don't have to concern yourself now. Just have to worry about making the both of us come. That's what you're good at, isn't it? I'm sure that's the real reason you signed up for this entire program. You've got a bit of a monster girl kink. Realize you could get them to come to you instead of them. Instead of you going to them. Oh, fuck, you feel good. Making me lose my train of thought mid-sentence as you clench around me. Fuck, what a dirty game you're playing. I love it, baby doll. Do you want to be filled up? Do you want me to come inside you or paint you? Fuck. I was hoping you would say that. I want to fill you up so fucking badly, baby doll. As your hips continue grinding against me, one of the hands that was resting on your hips starts to move between your legs. Is this okay? Bouncing up and down so easily. You must have a lot of practice, don't you? Oh, that's what I like to hear. You're so fucking easy, aren't you? Love giving it up to all your fuck buddies. Wouldn't even be shocked if I'm not the only one on the roster. Just listen to you. Look at how you work, my ovipositor. You're an expert at this. Wouldn't be shocked if you wanted my eggs. Too bad I don't have any for you. You're going to have to settle for my cum. Is that all right? Oh, it definitely sounds all right. Fuck. Oh, I hope the walls are soundproof in this place. Otherwise, your moans are going to be heard by everyone in this building. If this is something you do often, are they even going to be shocked to hear how desperate you get? How quickly you teeter on the edge? Because I'm not sure they are. If you were my neighbor, if I had gotten used to noises like this, oh, I would just think that you lack discipline. You don't know how to control yourself. You're greedy for orgasms and pleasure. My hand presses harder against you as the one around your neck tightens again. Watching as you buck up, leaning into the touch. Oh, that's it, baby doll. It feels so good. You want more, don't you? Oh, yeah. Fuck. Relaxing my hands and watching relief flood onto your sweet face. Oh, what a good baby doll you are for me. Making me so happy. You're eager for that cream pie, aren't you? Going to do anything you can for it. Doesn't matter the price. Oh, you just want it. You need to feel it. Getting closer. Oh, yeah. Keep bouncing. Keep riding me just like that. As the dual heads of my ovipositor twist inside you. It's almost too much for you to take, isn't it? Just a bit more. Work my cock a little bit harder. You can do it. You want to make me cum? You gotta get that cream pie. This is how you do it. My hands are doing most of the work at this point as you go pliant against me. All six hands working together. Lifting you up and down, helping you ride me. Oh, it's too much for your legs to take. You need help, don't you? Oh, getting so close. You feel too good wrapped around me. The dual heads of my ovipositor begin to move faster. You're going to come with me, aren't you? Oh, yeah, you are. That's right, baby doll. Let go. Come with me. Don't hold anything in. Oh, let it out. That was fun, wasn't it? Does that mean we can do it again? Good. Because I don't think I would be able to keep my hands to myself knowing what you feel like. Resting on top of me, you feel my ovipositor softening inside you. Your head rests against my chest as I wrap my arms around you. All six of them bringing you in. You nuzzle against me, making yourself comfortable. You could get used to this, couldn't you? All you would have to do is ask the program to extend my stay, and we can spend most days like this. I certainly wouldn't mind it. Takes away all the stress of trying to find someone to spend my days with. I can talk, cuddle, and fuck you. You're like the best of every world I need rolled into one. Do you want to be fuck buddies with me? You do, don't you? All slow and sweet as you clench around my ovipositor inside you. Everything feels so good as you listen to my heart. It's comforting as you find your eyes getting heavy. It's alright, baby doll. Take a nap. I'll be right here when you wake up. We can go out and get food together when you have your energy back, okay? Yeah. So good for me, doll. Sleep well because I'm not going anywhere. You're stuck with me for at least the next month. Now rest. You've earned it after a day like today.